This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Ty Bollinger, my friend, I know your kids have been homeschooled, and God bless your wonderful wife, Charlene, for being able to do that. I've joked about my wife, and she's okay with that, that if we tried to do it here, she would have killed the kids long ago. You got to be some kind of special to homeschool. But I wonder in that setting there, what do you discuss with your kids when you see the national news covering another deadly school shooting in the United States of America? What's the discussion in the Bollinger family? How do you discuss this? What comes out of it?
Basically the gist of it is this is one of the many reasons why we homeschool you. Because it's a reality today. That, you know, it's something that you and I didn't have to deal with, Super Don didn't have to deal with when we were growing up, was something like this, a school shooting. The worst thing that would happen when we were growing up is, you know, if somebody calls you out on the playground afterwards and you get a bloody nose, it's a lot different, you know, atmosphere today. So that's, you know, the discussion that comes with us is this is one of the many reasons why we choose to educate you at home.
Right. Now, the other thing, when we're thinking back to when we were kids in school and high school, you're right. I remember the thing was you don't want to be challenged to have to meet them out by the backstop after school, because that was the fight, right? Somebody got into it.
Yep.
But there were fights, a bloody nose, bloody lip. We're not advocating the violence, but it was a different realm. But what was different about that, right? And I heard, was it the Kentucky governor, I think, the other day? Super Don, correct me if I'm wrong, but he went out. He was being challenged about gun control, and he says, it's not the guns. We used to have more guns per capita when the number of people in America was smaller in certain areas, and that kids would bring their rifles and shotguns to school, and there was not an issue.
And think That's about true. This. This popped into my head. We were talking about when we were kids. When we were younger, there was less gun control than there is now. If gun control is the answer to stop high school shootings and school shootings and things of that nature, first off, we didn't have school shootings back then.
Yeah.
And there was less gun control back then.
Yeah, yeah, and more access to them, as you said, even teenagers that would have a rifle, a shotgun, whether it be in the car, maybe they leaned it up, maybe they even have a shooting club at the school. That was common. So this is something that we have to get beyond the irrational, which is not a discussion. It's like, my gosh, the kids and God bless them. My heart goes out to them for having to suffer through just the disgusting tragedy, violence, the bloodshed, everything. But it doesn't often, well, let me say ever, it doesn't grant you suddenly the ability to be omniscient and present with a reality that would change it. Because the reality you're not even acknowledging has brought it about. We could talk about the loss of, morals and ethics and things. And some people would say, yeah, that's it. Others would say, well, that's not it all the way. And then we go, lack of nutrition. Then we go, well, it's even worse than that. The psychiatric medical profession has gone in and said every human emotion is now evidence of a deficiency of an SSRI drug or psychotropic drug of some kind, Ritalin in children. And they're messing with brain chemistry in ways that even if a child or an adult would ever have a thought of suicide or a violent thought, the vast majority of time any human has it, it sometimes can happen. You would never, ever act on it, but those drugs are known to remove the governor on that behavior, and suddenly they are free to take that thought and bring it out into the world at large. And I don't think anybody, other than one brief mention on the Hannity show the other night, is talking about the psychiatric drug connection to another school shooting.
You're right, Robert. They're not talking about that connection, which they should be. I mean, if you look at all of the shootings over the last couple decades, there's always SSRIs involved. So it's certainly that's something that we didn't deal with back then because nobody was on them when we were growing up. I remember when they first got introduced into the school systems in the mid-90s, they became big. And that's when a lot of these shootings began to happen was during that time. I remember at that point I was actually teaching school. And I remember seeing kids that their personality changed when they got them on these antidepressants. And you're like, wow, that kid is just not himself anymore. And I saw that with multiple kids that I taught. So I think that's a missing piece that many people aren't speaking about. And I agree. You know, when I was in high school, we had a rifle club. And the members, we brought rifles to the club. We brought them to school. And there was more access to guns at that point, but there was no school shootings. It just didn't happen back then. So it's not the guns. There's something that's happened to the brains of people that own them now, and that's the issue. It's not the weapon itself. The people that are holding it.
Think about the destruction to the gut now that we know of the microbiome connection to the brain with antibiotics, with fluoride in the water supply, which we know the basis for fluoride and Paxil, fluoride, right? The alteration of brain chemistry, even though modern man, medical man, is not smart enough to even know what he or she is doing, they do it anyway. And at some point on some level, you have to ask, is it by design? Is there a divide and conquer scenario being played out? Though, you know, one of the articles in The Hill today, we have it linked up, it's about David Clark, former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, saying that the student survivors are being manipulated because how do they suddenly organize to go to Washington, D.C. or Tallahassee? Somebody's got to be funding it. And he says this has the fingerprints of a billionaire Democrat leftist George Soros, who has been instigating a lot of divide and conquer scenarios here in the United States.
I'd have to agree. It's very odd that all of a sudden they're organized, and not diminishing what they've gone through at all. You feel horrible for these kids. I was watching some of the stuff, like I said, on it was Fox News today, and man, you just really feel for them. But who organized them all? Who got them up there? This is not just a grassroots effort that all of a sudden just came together. There was some planning that went into this. So again, we're focusing on the wrong problem. We're focusing on let's implement more gun legislation, and that's not going to ever solve the problem. Maybe they should focus on how can we make the schools a little bit safer. That wouldn't be a bad idea in light of the fact that we got tens of millions of people out there on SSRIs that have their brain whacked out that could do something crazy like that. But it's not the problem. It's not the guns. It's the people. And that's where the focus is on the wrong thing at this point. It's limiting the guns. And our air conditioning guy was out here working on one of our units today, and he said, man, what's their deal trying to make more gun laws? He said, criminals don't obey laws. And I said, that's the problem. People that are going to break the law aren't going to care if there's a new gun law in place. They still get them.
Yeah, the point is disarming the law-abiding people, and then you have an ability to take over, control, and manipulate, you know, even further. And there are agendas that are far beyond where the average American wants to even acknowledge or look at. It's too horrific to consider it.
Yep.
But, you know, the battle for freedom has never stopped. You know, the Declaration of Independence didn't end it. It began it. The Constitution didn't end it. Another beginning. The moment you acknowledge human liberty as the ultimate gift from the Creator, there are entities, some more demonic than others, some manipulated, but that will argue against freedom, and they'll say freedom is what's so dangerous. Well, we had more freedom with firearms, as we said. When we were growing up, you mentioned kids could bring their firearms to school because there were gun clubs. Where were the gun shootings in terms of these school shootings, these mass school shootings? And you begin to say, well, we have to rationally digest this information now because it's just an emotional reaction to say it's the gun, it's the gun. I've yet to find the AR-15 that can fire itself. It's just not.
Well, you know what? Mike Adams tested that out a couple years ago. He made a really well-done video where he got several of these dangerous guns out that have been used in these mass shootings. And he laid them all out, and they were loaded and everything. And he yelled at them, fire, fire, fire. And none of them fired. It just didn't happen. Apparently, they need somebody to pull the trigger.
Yes. And until you can identify, I've heard a lot of discussion about identifying these people that potentially would do this before they do it. Well, I think they had plenty of warning on this kid. this 19-year-old. The FBI either dropped the ball because they're incompetent or they purposefully chose to let this happen. I don't know. But the reality is, if you're going to rely on the authorities to identify these people first, there are going to be more people dying.
Well, maybe they were too busy trying to frame President Trump for some connection to Russia, and they had all of their manpower occupied there instead of tracing down this guy that had been identified.
Right. Yeah, following fake dossiers, et cetera. So this is the thing. I could say, all right, let's see if we can identify these potential perpetrators. But, of course, if you don't acknowledge that anybody on an SSRI drug has this potential, then you're not starting from the right place to recognize psychiatric medicine is primary. And really, I think if it's not 100%, is it 98% of all the shootings since Columbine?
I think it's 100%. I don't know of one where there was not SSRIs involved, Robert. I mean, it literally, I believe it's 100%.
Yeah. So there's the thing. You want to disarm the what? The people?
The law-abiding citizens.
Right. It's not the law-abiding citizens that are coming in to shoot up schools. And as a parent, if I'm sending my kid to a public school, I want to make sure that the teachers that are able to do so and they have adequate ability to fight back. To protect these kids because they're slaughter zones. You put up a sign that says this is a gun-free zone, it's an invitation to come on in. No one's going to stop you.
Exactly. And that's the problem is that they know these are gun-free zones. And so if you had a little bit more repercussion at that point to what might happen to you, maybe there would be a little bit less cavalier. And one of the things that I was talking to our air conditioning guy about today, we had a good conversation about this stuff, is that they don't teach history anymore in schools. And if the kids that are protesting guns now and that are trying to get all these gun laws enacted, they realized what happened to Stalin's Russia shortly after they took the guns or to Mao's China shortly after they took the guns, they might not be so jubilant about getting these guns taken because history tends to repeat itself.
Right. Or the Jews in Nazi Germany when their guns were taken. And, there's a group, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. And this is, these people understand history. If you've lost history, you are doomed to repeat it. You're going to be enslaved or outright killed based on what we have known when only the government is allowed to have the monopoly on the use of force, guns. The people are vulnerable to being slaughtered. And, of course, in the 20th century, we're talking over 100 million deaths. Due to government sanctioned use of firearms. Not the people, but the government. Folks, the Second Amendment was never about hunting. It's about defense. And because you're upset about what happened in Parkland, I am not giving up my right of self-defense, and neither is Ty Bollinger. And I hope you wouldn't either. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, CMB, Chad Bolger's with us. Outside the box we go, and I'm on my third glass. I've just finished my third glass of Echo Water. Boy, by the next break, I'm going to be having to run to the potty. But I'm definitely getting the molecular hydrogen in me. Is it in you?
You're going to be definitely, by the end of the next break, you're going to be echoing all over the place. You're going to be hearing Robert, 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 Scott, 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 Scott.
No, not so. That kind of echo. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. Our molecular hydrogen friend, Paul Berteros, giving us the hydrogen. That's what we want. now, on the violence issue, I've argued that vaccines are the first violent act. Other than being born, some people say, well, that's violent. Why'd you bring them to Earth? Well, man, the gift of life is amazing. The opportunities here are amazing. But the moment that they're born in a hospital in the West, they are immediately assaulted with a potentially deadly weapon, a vaccine needle, Hep B. And then throughout their childhood, they're going to be continually assaulted. And we talk about the hashtag MeToo campaign. There should be a hashtag MeToo campaign relative to anybody who has been vaccinated. And that would be almost everybody. And now that manifests itself in violence later in life. And in fact, John Morgan of Morgan and Morgan, those of you in Florida know about him. He's a wealthy attorney who's fought a lot of fights for the people. And he also has been putting his money where his mouth is on the issue of legalizing cannabis in the state of Florida. He tweeted out yesterday, when you think of all these school shootings by kids, think of this, dot, dot, dot. Our children are doped up and drugged their whole life. Vaccines galore. Look at all the autism. Did you know anyone with autism growing up? Ty Bollinger, they are freaking out about this guy, what he's done. He had the audacity to point out, similar to what Donald Trump said about these vaccines, too much, too fast, too soon. What are we doing here?
Well, the problem, Robert, that happens is when people that are actually really logical and very well respected in the community start just asking questions that a lot of people probably are already asking and they just haven't had the guts to speak up about it, that becomes a problem, because then it's difficult for them to start painting everybody as a wacko conspiracy theorist when you have people that are very well respected asking logical questions and noticing that we see a lot of damaged children now, and we didn't used to see them. What could it be? And just wanting to open up a debate about it, you're not allowed to debate vaccines. That's the problem.
Yes, and it went further. Listen to his next tweet. This shooter was autistic. Why is there so much autism today? This is, again, John Morgan ESQ and on Twitter. Vaccines are vital, but they are administered too quickly or in such large doses. A discussion is warranted. A discussion is warranted. How outrageous. He said we should be discussing this.
Well, I think we should be discussing it. And that's the problem, Robert. Vaccines are not allowed to be discussed. It's the, this is like, you know, the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, as you call it, and, you know, John Rapoport calls it. You can't talk about it because it's like a religious debate. It's, this is the dogma. It doesn't matter if there's science to back it up. That is what you must believe if you're a part of that church. And
sure.
So debate's not allowed. It's very much like a church that you're not allowed to debate theology in the church because they already know what they believe. And so let's not talk about it. You have to believe this certain way, despite the fact that maybe it doesn't make a lot of sense or maybe there's not a lot of support for it. That's the same way the vaccines are. They are a religious belief. And that's the problem, is that you have somebody that's very well respected saying, hey, let's talk about this because a lot of these things just don't make sense. And we're seeing a lot of autism now. And we've seen even things like maybe, say, package inserts that say that one of the side effects could be autism. And so let's talk about it. And that's not allowed.
Yeah. So they've been pushing back on him. They're outraged. Most of the chatter online, of course, are the vaccine sycophants. And now he's put out another tweet today. To be clear, all four of my grandsons have been vaccinated in the last 4 years because vaccines save lives. I would never advocate boycotting vaccines. So this is a guy who speaks openly, honestly, truthfully about what he believes. And the heat was so bad, so big, so bad on him and his business and everything else going forward that he felt he had to retract something that I believe he knows better. So this is the case. When they say you can't speak about it, when you can't discuss it, when you can't debate about it, these are the very issues that warrant the most in investigation, discussion, and debate. And that's part of what we do here when we go outside the box together, TMB.
It is. It is, and so nothing should be beyond debate, Robert, and that's the problem. This is a very important subject, but it's beyond debate. It's not allowed to be debated.
And even theologians discuss theology with one another, and even parishioners in church can go, hey, let's talk about this. You can deepen your faith, your understanding, and if you find some things that don't make sense, you can openly acknowledge them, and you'll be better for it, not worse off for it. John Morgan knows better, too. We'll be back with more Outside the Box and Ty Bollinger here on the Robert Scott Bell Show next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Speaking of breaking the cycle of nutritional deficiency, I'm holding Super Don's favorite organic greens from Organics. Y'all haven't been there to try this stuff. We put it in my smoothies every day. Shake it up in, you know, even not to be a smoothie, you can just shake it up in a shaky cup. It is awesome! And I know that Ty Bollinger is on that every day as well. I also put some of the bone broth protein. I like the creamy vanilla. It goes well with just about anything. Although I admit I put some chocolate of the chocolate flavor in some granola yesterday. It was really good. I don't know.
You know what, Robert? We are just now coming out. It's actually going to be, I think, this month or the 1st of March with the bone broth. And all the bone broth flavors and the organic greens are going to be USDA certified organic.
Nice. Excellent.
Now, they're already organic.
Yeah.
They're already organic, but they're not certified organic. I mean, because of
right.
a couple of ingredients that weren't sourced USDA certified, but they're going to actually have USDA certified organic sticker on them now. So we're excited about that.
Nice. Every night I got the probiotics here. I'm holding up though. Y'all check it out. Organics.com. Double X at the end. And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So thank you to our friends from Organics for keeping us all nutrified. And, Super Don, you were saying that, one of the prize winners, Pat and her husband, is it right that they got the Organa Greens in a picture? See, we're going to have to highlight, spotlight all the winners.
We'll do that here by the end of the week. We'll put something up on the website of the pictures that we've gotten in.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, I'm so glad about that. Now, let's see, TMB, first medical marijuana law. You know, we wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, particularly CBD, but we also talked about THC and all the different varieties out there that are helping people overcome a lot of ailments, illnesses, pain, even cancer. Yet, admittedly, we're really late to the party, although some people are just now joining into the party, so to speak. 40 years ago today, auspicious day, the first medical marijuana law was passed in New Mexico. Four decades? I had no idea that long ago.
I didn't either, Robert. That's a long time ago. I thought it was relatively new that we had the medical marijuana laws, but 40 years, wow.
Apparently.
Let me do the math here. 50. That would have been 10. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jimmy Carter,
do complicated math.
Jimmy Carter was president, and it was all considered the devil's weed back then. They certainly didn't have a lot of the knowledge that we have today of all the medicinal value and the scientifically validated pathways that they understand. The endocannabinoid system. And it was based on, a patient that was suffering. And they talked about the miracle of having this plant and how it helped this person. And so they were able to, and this, I think it was related to glaucoma at the time. I remember that was the first way we were introduced to it years and years ago that, okay, there's one use that they've legitimized for people with glaucoma, the pressure and pain associated with it, that it would relieve that safely. And that's kind of started, but it took, again, 40 years later. We're still struggling to wake the feds up. But again, that goes to the heart of, unfortunately, the treaties that are not made in pursuance with the Constitution. That's why the feds haven't descheduled it in reality.
Well, that's something that I've been looking at, a lot of the footage that I got for the pet cancer documentary coming out in April. And several of the veterinarians were talking about how the federal government seems to be talking out of both sides of their mouth because, you know, they had cannabis scheduled as a Schedule I with no medicinal benefit, but then the Department of Health and Human Services holds a patent on the medicinal uses of cannabis. So they can't both be right, but, you know, they fit the narrative. They want people to think it's an evil weed, but then they want to hold the patent on the medicinal uses. So they want to have their cake and eat it too, and they typically do.
Yeah. Well, and now they're attacking Kratom like there's no tomorrow, a desperate Phase 5 event we talked about last hour, the FDA. Again, people using Kratom for pain management, control as a dietary supplement. It's helping them come off of the harmful, deadly, addictive opioid drugs as well. We've covered the attacks that still occur on CBD. We covered a Tennessee sheriff that said CBD, people are getting CBD because they want to get high. That's how ignorant the people can still be on this issue. So there's still some work to be done here.
There is. Anytime you hear somebody mention that, you know, they don't have a clue what they're talking about, and they don't even realize that there's no psychoactive effect of CBD. They're just kind of repeating talking points. And when it comes to Kratom, I mean, look, anytime you go out and you do a web search on something and you see something has been blamed for salmonella outbreaks, you're like, okay, they're getting set up. They're setting them up. And that's what, you know, that's one of the things with Kratom. Salmonella outbreak. Really? I'm not so certain about that.
It smacks of the attack on Chipotle, right? They never found the origin point of that, because what did they do? They actually had the audacity to come out and say, we're going to be the first GMO-free national chain of restaurants. They couldn't stand that. They had to attack them, and they did. And that's what they're doing with Kratom as well. But how about the attack on cancer patients? Here's an interesting article, and this was published, and they claim it's a study in the American Journal of Geriatric Psychiatry. And it says that they're showing that patients may be less competent to make decisions about their cancer treatment the more serious or more advanced their cancer is. I want to turn this around and say, I'm not sure that the doctors, the oncologists, are competent to make decisions on behalf of these patients at almost any level of treatment. What do you think, TMB?
Well, I agree. I mean, look, there's no doubt that there can be people that have advanced states of any disease that might have their mind affected. And so they're going through all these statistics about, you know, 44% showed impaired understanding versus only 8% of healthy adults, and 49% versus 8% of healthy adults showed impaired appreciation. And they go through all these statistics, and I don't question whether people can have impaired judgment if they have advanced disease. But you hit the nail on the head, Robert. What are the people without impaired judgment going to tell them? And at that point, their hands are tied because they can't recommend treatment that works when it comes to cancer, because chemo, radiation, and surgery don't work. They just make the disease worse, but that's all they're allowed to recommend. So regardless of whether somebody has, quote, impaired judgment or not, if the people without impaired judgment don't have good choices, what difference does it make?
Super Don, what do you make of this article? I know when we were reviewing it before the show today, it really kind of struck you some way, and I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, what I saw when I read this was, you've got people with advanced cancer. Now, usually, I mean, you're going to have some people that they just get diagnosed with advanced. They've got stage four or something because they didn't get checked by a doctor or whatever like that. But in a lot of cases, I would have to assume that these people with the advanced cancer have probably been given some sort of treatment at some point, whether we're talking about radiation or chemotherapy or something to that effect. And so I'm thinking, you've got people with advanced cancer who have gone through this horrible treatment, and as a result, you know, the side effect of chemotherapy is chemo brain, right? And so what you've done is you have drugged these people into a state of not being able to be competent.
That's a good point,
and
yes.
Therefore, they cannot make decisions for themselves. So it's almost like the treatment is taking people's right away from them to be able to make decisions for themselves.
Hmm. You know what, Don? That's a great point. I didn't even think about it from that perspective, but you're right. There's no doubt. I mean, every oncologist knows what chemo brain is. It's basically brain damage that's done from chemotherapy. So, and I would agree with you. If you're an advanced cancer patient, you've probably been through multiple rounds of, quote, treatments, and those treatments may have created the very condition that now they're saying you're not able to choose a treatment properly because the treatment just created that condition in your brain. I think you're dead on right there, Don.
Let me call it into question the competency of these oncologists again, but I'm going to do it more specifically. If your oncologist says, absolutely avoid antioxidant supplementation. Don't take selenium. Stay away from, for instance, turmeric, right? If they do that, and I've got this turmeric 3D here I'm holding for those of you watching this. If they do that, they are incompetent to care for you at all, to make decisions for you, because they haven't read the peer-reviewed literature, or if they have, they're absolutely, completely ignoring it. Or they've read it and they don't understand it, and they're complete morons with a medical degree. In either case, run. Find somebody like a Dr. Batar, like a Dr. Tony Jimenez, or others that understand the nutritional aspect of how do we recover from these devastating cancers. Now, we're not arguing for the ban of all doctors. They're going to do themselves in eventually anyway. But the freedom to open up your eyes, to access not only information, but what do you do with the information? Case in point, like on the pain management, removing yourself from opioid addiction, kratom. We have an enemy, and that enemy is our own government and the Fear and Death Administration, preventing us from knowing, much less acting on information that could be life-saving. So competency, I'm going to turn it back on them. And this Journal of Geriatric Whatever has really got to take this into consideration, because by not doing so, they've missed probably one of the most primary fundamental points of how they've gone wrong.
Well, I think that, yeah, I'd have to agree. And sorry, Robert, the last couple of words just kind of cut out there, but I think you're done.
Yes.
But, yeah, here's the problem. It's not just that some oncologists might have a degree and maybe they're unaware. I think it's worse than that. I think, and this is what the studies are showing and the surveys of oncologists are showing, is that they know it's toxic to their patients, and they wouldn't do it themselves. So it gets past just being ignorant of what works or not having the ability to prescribe what works. It gets to a point where if you know that this treatment is going to do irreparable harm to your patient and you prescribe it anyway, then we've gone past just being incompetent into something that I would almost consider to be criminal. Because oncologists know that these are toxic, and they won't do them themselves. They won't allow their families many times to do these conventional treatments, but yet they still prescribe them to their patients. So I think it gets past just not knowing.
Yeah, and again, to basically frighten their patients that they're putting on deadly chemotherapy to stay away from selenium. To me, that's almost a guaranteed death sentence. We talk about death by chemo, that the treatment for cancer is more likely to kill you. If you are on some form of antioxidant supplementation, hopefully whole food basis, you are more likely to survive that onslaught because it doesn't protect the cancer cells. It only protects the healthy remaining healthy cells that you have to give you a fighting chance to overcome the chemo on top of the cancer.
And here's the thing, Robert. I believe that we should hold the doctors to a little bit higher standard than we are because they are the ones with the education when it comes to medicine and health, and they should be held to a higher standard. And so people put their faith in these doctors, and if they're not giving them good advice, we shouldn't just let the doctors off and say, well, you know, that's kind of bad advice. You told them to do chemo, and they died from chemo, and their death certificate says they died from chemo. That's not good enough. I mean, we need to hold them accountable for leading these people down a road that leads to their death.
Yep, and demand freedom. Don't ask for it. You know, Donald Trump did a good thing in the State of the Union talking about the right to try. You don't have to leave the United States of America to get treatment that is unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration. Just make sure that it includes all holistic options as well, not just experimental drugs, folks. We got one more segment coming up with Ty Bollinger.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you ever miss even 1 hour, each and every hour of the week is vitally important. But we got Ty Bollinger on only 1 hour of the week here when we go outside the box. That is also available through all of our archives, and they're for free. My goodness, they're free. You can find them on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Shortly thereafter, they'll be up at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and when we're live to go on YouTube. RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, you can find the link at robertscottbell.com. The Truth About Cancer, organics.com, lots of links are in the show notes. Just click on through and not only learn more about the things that will help you, but actually take the step to empower yourself by availing yourself of these things we're discussing. All right, TMB, we were having a good discussion on the whole cancer front, the fact that the competency, we have to define competency. They're talking about, as Superdon pointed out, drugging people into chemo brain and saying, oh, look, they're not competent to make decisions about their own care. But how competent was it to give them chemo, for instance, without appropriate antioxidant therapy of some kind to protect their healthy cells, their healthy brain? While they're destroying what they hope to be just the cancer cells, as we know, oncology, unfortunately, it's very indiscriminate with chemotherapy. It'll kill healthy cells as well.
It will, and that's one of the ways where modern medicine just fails miserably is that there's many oncologists that will tell you if you're doing chemo, don't have any antioxidants because it will impair the way the chemo is working. And so anytime that you hear something like that doesn't make sense, try to think it through. Why would you want to not take something that we know is healthy? Because it might harm something that you were doing or it might distract what you were doing. Well, by definition, what you're doing must not be healthy then if something healthy is going to have the opposite effect.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, you probably should think through, is chemo poisoning something that I really need to do to try to heal my sick body?
Right. And the irony of the what they're claiming, it's not even true, right? That they say, well, you're going to interfere with our treatment if you take selenium, if you take antioxidants, if you take turmeric. The reality is these cancer cells no longer have onboard antioxidant defense mechanisms. That's part of what happened when they went cancer. There's no apoptosis, there's no cell death, and they don't have a defense against oxidative stress. That's why cancer abhors oxygen. That's why silver ions are devastating, so many of these things. But the good news is that when you take these antioxidants, when you take, you know, food that's rich in the eating the rainbow, not Skittles, but real food that God created at one point in time, it's like, oh, it's got color because it's got color, not because man went to a chemical erector set and put it in there. And you take and you eat that, guess what? Only the healthy cells benefit by that. The cancer cells are not going to benefit by what's in the good food or in the good supplements. Now, TMB, correct me if I'm wrong, but that seems to me a no-brainer for anybody with a degree to say, well, why not? We know that chemotherapy is very dangerous. Let's see if we can protect the healthy cells.
That seems to make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, as we have evidenced tonight, that doesn't make sense to traditional oncologists. That doesn't make sense to vaccinologists to question whether poisoning a baby could make it healthy, whether, you know, injecting for a sexually transmitted virus to a newborn that has no risk of that virus, whether that makes sense. You know, it's almost like these treatments for cancer, vaccines, that the doctors that push them have really jettisoned logic, and it's a religious dogma now that if you're diagnosed with cancer, you got to go for chemo radiation surgery. That is the belief. When you're born, you got to start vaccinating the kid. That is the belief, but there's not scientific basis in them.
No, these are, again, a violation of what I would call the first do no harm principle, right? The idea that doctors, when they become doctors, they, you know, that Hippocratic oath that they may or may not take anymore. If they took it, they would have to be on massive psychiatric medication just to deal with the guilt that they'd be racked with because they are violating that Hippocratic oath from the very moment they write a prescription on that pad and give it to you, because by definition, it's poison, it's harmful. Granted, there may be points and times where you can legitimize it for a short burst to get you out of a crisis, but beyond that, it's systemic poisoning.
I agree, Robert, and isn't that ironic? The Hippocratic Oath is first, do no harm, yet every time a prescription is written for a drug that's been, you know, approved by the FDA, there's a list of a dozen potential side effects.
Well, we want to protect you from those things, obviously. We'd like to see that you didn't get cancer in the first place. We don't believe here that it's genetic determinism. We talk about epigenetics, how what you do matters, what you believe matters, what you eat matters, what you don't eat matters. And therefore, we have great ideas on thoughts or things to consider, let's just say. And you might want to put some turmeric 3D into your diet. Just saying.
Yeah.
TMB, thank you, my friend. All right, we're out of time. Thank you, Ben, on the board. Thank you, Super Don. TMB, tell them what they need to know. We got to go.
Need to go. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.